Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with Victor Davis Hanson, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, asking why it is that the Biden administration is reluctant to name Iran, Tehran, the mullahs, as the driver of the Gaza conflict, as the driver of the attacks on Israel by Hezbollah from the north, by Hamas in Gaza, by the Kataib Hezbollah, salvoing U.S. and Kurdish personnel in Syria, Jordan, and Iraq in retaliation, they say. The Houthis of Yemen in retaliation, they say, all driven by Iran. So why is the administration reluctant to say that it's Iran, not Israel, not Hamas, not Hezbollah, but Iran that is the disruptor of peace in the Middle East and the challenge to comity across the planet? Iran. Victor explains, why not Iran?
They don't want to do it because they came into power with a narrative that said we need to do what Barack Obama tried to do and bring Iran back into the family of nations in the Middle East, even though moderate regimes like the Kuwaitis, the Saudis, the Egyptians, the Jordanians didn't trust them for good reasons. But they tried that, and so they got rid of the Houthis terrorist designation. They let the Lebanese, under the Hezbollah subtext, negotiate gas rights with Israel to their advantage, to Lebanon's advantage. They tried to get back in the Iran deal. They lifted the sanctions on oil. They gave money to Hamas, and then it all blew up. And for them then to go and retaliate at the source of all of this terrorism would be to admit, as Jake Sullivan said, we had a very calm portfolio. The subtext of that statement, John, when Jake Sullivan said that, not that long before October 7th, was Iran has not been stirring up trouble. And now we realize that that Iran is, and if they were to go and attack Iran or warn Iran, they're going to pay a heavy price, and that would prove to everybody that their last 3 years was an ungodly disaster. And then second, we're an election year. And if you go into Iran, you're going to have, they think, I'm not sure that's true, but they think they're going to have a wider Middle East war on their watch during election, and that would play into the Trump narrative that he left office not only with Russia not invading any other country's territorial space after it had during the Bush administration, the Obama administration, and it would during the Biden administration, but more importantly, Iran had behaved between 2017 and 2021, but it hadn't. So I think that's part of the subtext why they just don't want to, they want to out of mind, out of thought, don't think about it, and maybe it'll all go away. They're kind of like in a metaphorical fetal position with their hands over their ears in a fetal position saying, make it all go away, and it's not going to go away.
More of this later. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.